This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am great. Producer Dan, I would love for you to meet Matt Apple, who started something called Stairs for Our Troops. And basically, just because he used to walk some stairs with his kid, now he's raising money for our troops. Matt, welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe. And can you tell us a little bit about Stairs for Our Troops?
Thanks, Kennedy. We've been having this event for the last 11 years. We started at Harvard Stadium when we were carrying our kids up and down the stairs and just going to Harvard to work out. We decided, why don't we have a fundraiser and give back to our troops? So this will be our 11th event on October 5th at Gillette Stadium now. The first three events were at Harvard Stadium.
We're moving on up, are we?
We're moving on up, yes.
That's a lot of stairs in Gillette. I've walked those.
Well, we'd love you to have come walk them with us on October 5th. So all the money that we raise goes to an organization called Homes for Our Troops, which is based down in Taunton, Mass. Homes for Our Troops builds homes for severely injured veterans post 9/11 conflicts and wars. They have built over 400 specially adapted homes throughout the United States, I think in about 44 different states to date. They're an amazing organization. So we've donated over $350,000 from our past events.
Wow.
To Homes for Our Troops and of support of our veterans.
Matt, I just moved into the third floor of my apartment building and there's not an elevator. And I get out of breath all the time. How many stairs are you guys doing at this event?
There's approximately 4,000, but there's no requirement to do them all. Some people just do some sections. You don't have to run. You can walk. And the difference between Gillette and Harvard is a much higher or vertical, the stairs, as opposed to Gillette. They're a little bit lower grade, moving up over a longer period of time.
Sure, man. 4,000 stairs is 4,000 stairs.
Right. True. Good point. Very good point.
So, Matt, let me ask you this. Are you a veteran? Did you serve? Why is this important to you?
No, I am not a veteran, and we don't have any veterans on our committee. So I co-founded this with some friends that when we were working out back at Harvard 10 years ago. And we decided none of us were veterans, and we just wanted to give back to our veterans because we're all in this together. And you know, they've sacrificed so much, and it's the least we could do for them.
And I know donations this year that you raise are going to a particular veteran. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, John Pusillo. He's a Massachusetts native, and they're building a home for John in Hudson, Massachusetts. The ground will be broken, I think, this fall. He was in the Navy. He was a bomb tech. He has spoken at our event before last year, and he's going to be at our event this year, and we're just happy to help him out.
Well, Matt, this is amazing. And if people want more information, if you want to sign up, if you want to donate, if you want to become a sponsor, go to STAIRS, the number four, the letter R, troops.com, and you can find out all about it. You can participate in it. And Matt, we just want to include you, everybody at STAIRS for Our Troops, and all 4,000 of those STAIRS at Gillette Stadium are now members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Kennedy. Thanks, Dan. Really appreciate
it. Now, you must have amazing calves after all those
stairs. I mean.
They're getting, it's been a couple of years. You know, I'm getting a little older, but we still try to do what we can. So it's
all right, buddy. You have a great day.
Thanks, Kennedy.
Bye now.
Ma'am.
Bye.
And just one thing, I pronounced his name wrong, and I feel bad about it. It's Appel, Matt Appel, not Matt Apple. So sorry,
we'll
my guy.
Put some respect on his name. He's doing 4,000 stairs for the
group. I swear, right? I should get it right. So thank you very much. And as always, guys, if you are doing something cool, you know someone doing something good, whatever the case might be, we'd love to hear about it. You can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, or just give us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
Let us get to the dirty, shall we?
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So Coldplay does not intend to retire their Jumbotron thing at concerts following everything that happened at the Gillette Show. If you don't know what happened at the Gillette Show, where have you been?
You must have been out of the country without internet service.
Yeah, no service. Off the planet. But basically, they do a segment of their show where they put people in the crowd up on the Jumbotron. He sings them a little song. He talks to them. He says hi, whatever.
Yeah, he freestyles an entire song about whoever's on the Jumbotron off the top of his head. It's really impressive.
The people that they went to at the Gillette show were both married to other people, not each other, and they were holding each other tight, and then they both escaped as quickly as they could. If you haven't seen it, go take a look.
Hit the deck.
It was like the Homer Simpson.
Hit the deck.
Homer Simpson gif just backing up into the bush as soon as they got put on.
It wasn't even that slow, though. But in any event, you know, a lot has been said about it. He addressed, Chris Martin addressed the debacle during his stop in Kingston-upon-Hull in England, confirming that the band still intends to feature the bit no matter what happened.
As they should.
Thank God, we need it.
Don't bring your side piece to a 60,000-person concert.
He talked about it because somebody who was in the audience for the show held up a sign that said, "I've been to 3 concerts so far, and I was in Boston." And so he's like, "You were in the Boston gig, huh? Well, thanks for coming again after that debacle." He said, "We've been doing it a long time, and it is only recently that it became a, yeah. Life throws you lemons, and you have to make lemonade, so we're going to keep doing it."
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Got one CEO fired. That's an impressive number.
That's our biggest flex. Whenever we go somewhere, I'm like, we were at the Boston show.
Dude,
people
that's
love
something you can
it.
Say for the rest of your... That
I know.
Is pretty cool.
Oh, she finds a way to shoehorn it in conversations
I
that
would
have nothing
too.
To do with Coldplay.
The look of these people's faces when they hear us say it, it's...
I would too,
it's
man.
It's so cool. I think it's so cool.
Well, I've got a little Kelly Clarkson update for you. She is keeping the show rolling after the tragic death of her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. TMZ has confirmed she is headed back to The Voice as a coach. She skipped one taping for season 29's Battle of the Champions earlier this month, coming right after the news. Jennifer Hudson stepped in during rehearsals for those battle rounds. She's reuniting with Adam Levine, John Legend, and they're... As we told you before, they're doing 2 cycles at the same time. Mm-hmm. So they're doing 2 different shows at the same time.
But Reba McEntire is part of that second season, and Brandon was her stepson. Oh. So they were worried about her role, but it looks like everything is on track. She's filming as planned and sticking to her commitments as well. And Kelly Clarkson is doing a four-part primetime special that started last night called Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson. She sings with some of today's most popular musicians, and she kicked it off with the Joe Bros. Here they are singing.
I took a trip to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our 7th album. It had also
Kelly Clarkson.
I took a trip to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our 7th album.
And I think those were taped a while ago. So, but either way, that just felt good.
I was so happy hearing that.
Yeah, what do the Joe Bros mean to a woman who's around 30 at this time of life?
I mean, I've been with them since the beginning.
And you're going to the show at Mohegan?
I'm going to Mohegan. I'm in a wedding this weekend, so I can't go to Fenway, but I'm going to Mohegan.
That's my girl. All right, Kaylee, since you're here and you are the resident Taylor Swift expert of all things.
Yep, give it to me.
I've been digging deep trying to find the dumbest Taylor Swift conspiracy theories.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so we talked yesterday that she was releasing two vinyls.
Yep.
One was like green, one is purple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she called them the Shiny Bug Collection. Now,
what?
Yeah. So, folks, initially I was like, well, I guess it could look like a shiny bug. But no. They are saying because four or five times during her Eras tour, she choked on bugs. She swallowed bugs while singing. And coughing in Chicago, she coughed in front of like 600 or 60,000 fans saying, I swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry. She did it another time during the 10-minute version of All Too Well. She was like, just keep singing. So people are suggesting that is what she's doing, that the Shiny Bug Collection is named after the bugs that she ingested. Some of the jokes from the Twitter machine, it's so nice of Taylor to name a vinyl collection after all the bugs she swallowed. At least those bug souls didn't go to waste. Remember when the Shiny Bugs had her fighting for her life at the Eras Tour?
Right, they did.
Your thoughts, please.
I was reading that one yesterday. I thought it was really funny, but also, you know, I'm in a group chat called the Tay Tribe. It's my sister and one of her best friends and I. And we talked about how we think it's because Travis, during the New Heights podcast, said, you feel like an ant when you're on that stage, like because he was a guest star on the stage during the Eras Tour. And he said, you feel like an ant, like because you're so small compared to how big everything else is.
He plays in the same stadiums in which she's saying.
He said it's a different energy.
Okay.
So being on that, like this.
Swifties are more intense
stage,
than NFL fans.
Well, the stage is like a huge computer. Like you're standing on a huge computer and it's just like a different feeling, I think he said. But we were like, oh, maybe it's because he said that you feel like an ant, like you feel like a little bug on that huge stage. So,
well, either way.
Or the bug theory is because Taylor Swift is actually one of the lizard people taking over this country. All hail our new reptilian overlord.
Fingers crossed. Either way, it's sold
this
out.
This is why
so
we don't talk Taylor Swift together, because you say stuff like that.
I'm down for both explanations. And that is what I've got.
I'm going to keep my tinfoil hat on in the apartment.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't beat her. She's going to school, you sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Paul from Newton.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, how's it going?
You know, it's going.
Paul's already on his way to the gym.
Oh, good for you.
He's one of them. Early pump.
Yep.
Well, Paul, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
This is how Kennedy gets her steps in the morning. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100, Paul. Her record on the big board, 6,246 wins. Only 456 losses. You ready?
Yes.
Gary Oldman thinks the world has gone to crap since David Bowie died in January of 2016. He says, quote, it was like he was cosmic glue or something. When he died, everything fell apart. Gary Oldman was married to the star of the Kill Bill movies back in the 90s. Who is she?
Uma Thurman.
President Trump suggested yesterday that he's not doing well when it comes to his chances of getting into heaven, but he thinks it'll help if he can broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. Which NBC reality TV show did Trump host from 2008 to 2016?
The Apprentice.
And question three, singer Khalees turns 46 today, and her biggest song, what does she have that brings all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
You know it, Paul. And question four, 14 years ago today in 2011, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. Their union only lasted 72 days. Who is he?
Chris Humphries.
Wow, you answered that fast. You must be a Kardashian fan. And 140,
I dabble.
I dabble. 114 years ago today, the Mona Lisa was stolen, but thankfully was recovered 2 years later. Where is the Mona Lisa located?
That's in the Louvre in Paris.
All right. Ooh. And now let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Paul, what are we doing at the gym today?
I think we're going to do some treadmill and then abs.
All right.
All right. Nobody likes to do abs.
Two things more than me.
Worse than leg day.
So, I know.
Real quick.
Try to break it up.
Intern Mac wrote these questions. What are we doing on number two? Thumb up or thumb down? I can't. Your mic's not up on the board.
Here.
I would generally say thumbs up.
Okay. Then Paul from Newton. He got 5 out of 5 correct.
Putting in work this morning.
Kennedy looks skeptical.
Well done.
Are you ready?
Let's do
I'm not
going
to tell you what you got right or wrong because it makes you nervous.
That's what I need this morning. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Gary Oldman thinks the world has gone to crap since David Bowie died in January of 2016.
Not wrong.
He said it was like he was cosmic glue or something.
Aww.
Gary Oldman was married to the star of the Kill Bill movies way back in the 90s. Who is she?
Uma Thurman.
Oh, never mind. I don't know if that was correct or not.
That's okay. I'll pretend I didn't hear it. The jury could disregard
could
the last
could have equally been a buzz.
His face when he hit the button.
Forgot what I was doing.
It's okay, buddy.
I don't know. President Trump suggested yesterday that he's not doing well when it comes to his chances of getting into heaven. But he thinks it'll help if he can broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. What NBC reality TV show did Trump host from 2008 to 2016?
The Apprentice.
Singer Khalees turns 46 today, and her biggest song, what does she have that brings all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
And question number four, 14 years ago today in 2011, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. Their union only lasted 72 days. What is his name?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
His name was Chris Humphries.
And question number five, 114 years ago today, the Mona Lisa was stolen but was thankfully recovered 2 years later. Where is the Mona Lisa located?
In the Louvre in Paris, France.
Have you ever seen it?
I have.
I hear it's underwhelming in person.
It's sort of like Plymouth Rock. It's small, but it's, you know, an important
piece
of art.
But it's a thing.
Yes.
All right, let's run through these. You said Uma Thurman. I guess you're correct there. Question two, The Apprentice or The Celebrity Apprentice. Yes. Question three, her milkshake does indeed bring all the boys to the yard. We're going to skip question four.
Crap.
And question five, is the Louvre in France? It is France. And for question four, you said Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
I don't know why that name came to your brain, but it is correct.
Wow. Wow, Paul.
You are so mean to her.
Kennedy keeps it out 5-5.
Wow.
Well, Paul, you might not have the glory of saying you defeated Kennedy, but you can wipe your tears with a $100 bill.
Yes.
Because you got all five right, and it's not our money, which means we're giving it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy your the rest of your day and your pump at the gym. What do you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
My name is Paul, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
I've got a list for you.
Want you to clear it too.
And I've got a list for you.
Want you to come and clear it too.
Clear the list.
Want you to clear the
yes,
list.
Yes, friends,
now.
It's time to clear the list. So every year about this time, we ask you teachers to send us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. Let us know about you, your school, your kids, whatever you have going on, and give us your list so that the incredible listeners of the Carson and Kennedy program can help you clear those lists, because we know that it's all coming out of your own pocket. So this morning, we're going to talk to a couple more teachers. First, we're going to talk to Jenna, and this is a big year for Jenna. Jenna just graduated with her master's in social work from BC.
Congratulations.
And
she
is
going to start her first year as a staff member as an adjustment counselor. Can you tell the folks what an adjustment counselor does?
It's a version of a school counselor. So I help kids who have individualized plans who might need social and emotional help in school.
So what sort of things do you need? Because you're starting from absolute scratch.
Yeah, your room has nothing in it the first year.
Yes. Yeah.
You have bills from Boston College from getting a master's degree.
Don't give her PTSD.
Yeah. I've been working to fill my office with a lot of things. Books, games, comfort items that kids might need. I just want the space to feel really comfortable for any of my students who might need to utilize it.
And how are you feeling about starting your first year? It's the next step on your journey.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but I feel really good about the position and the community that I'm in. So I think it's going to be a great year.
You know, before we got on the air with you, I was talking with Kaylee. Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is here. She is a teacher as well. And I was just talking about how there are so many more programs available to young people than we ever had. I mean, we had nothing.
And right.
To have someone like you who have worked so hard to get your master's to do this, who just wants to help kids get along and be okay at school, is just, to me, an absolute gift. And I am thrilled for you to start this first
year. Thank you. Yeah, it's so important to have the resources for kids, especially in school. So I'm glad that I can be that person.
All right. Well, we wish you the best first year ever. And we are going to post your list today. And if you want Jenna's list, you can just text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Have a great year, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Jenna.
Bye.
Next up, we are going to talk to Miss Tiffany, who teaches first grade. Hey, and she's quiet. Hey, girl.
She's shy.
So, Tiffany, this is your seventh year teaching first grade. You say that it is pure magic. Why is that?
I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I know a lot of people say that, but my mom always reminds me when I was a kid, I'd play school in my basement, make my sister be the student. She'd be so mad at me, but it's just something I've always wanted to do. I love working with kids, and there's nothing like the innocence and excitement of first graders. They just truly say whatever is on their mind, and they just come to school every day, and they're like little sponges. They just love being there. They love learning. They come in, and they're so nervous, and then they end up having an incredible time. There's just so much growth in first grade.
What are some of the things that you need to fill your classroom that the average person wouldn't even think about or thinks the school might cover, but it actually comes out of your pocket?
So a lot of, like, there's always new books coming out. There's always new, like, social-emotional tools or just a lot of things that make kids feel comfortable, like flexible seating in the classroom or, like, dim lighting, little timers for the kids so that they don't feel pressured to finish their work when everyone else has to finish it. Shout out to TikTok. I have seen so many teachers use incredible tools and all different books and activities in the classroom from there. So I'm just constantly learning about what I can do to become a better teacher, make the kids feel more comfortable in the classroom.
And Tiffany, if I may, I believe your kids really love you because you also sent in the email that you sent me a picture. You said that last year, one of your students was concerned that you weren't married yet. I realize for young people, sometimes that's a difficult thing to grasp. I've been asked many times by young people, are you a mom? No. Are you a wife? No. Are you a grandma? No. Then what are you? I was literally asked
that. Why? Well, why aren't you?
So I understand that. But they created a wanted sign, posted it in the hallway, and I have it in front of me. And it's, I'm guessing, a portrait of you drawn in crayon. And it says, help my, M-I, teacher, T-E-C-H-R, find husband.
Yes.
And it's the most beautiful and amazing thing I've ever seen. And if any of, if you get any traction off this, if any of those guys have, like, you know, grandparents for your girl here, I'm kidding.
I love it.
But not really. But I just think that's a testament to who you are, that they care so much for you, that they want to find you a husband.
Where did they put this wanted sign?
She said it was in the hallway.
So we have quiet time every day. It's just like 10 minutes of chill time after lunch where we can deal with all the drama that happened at recess and the kids can just draw. And so I see this sweet little girl just like working away, and she keeps looking up at me, which I now know is she was drawing my portrait.
She's trying to get your bone structure right. That's very kind of her.
Exactly. And then she's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay. So she got tape and she posted it in the hallway outside of my classroom, which I didn't know until like an hour later. And then people were walking by and like looking at it and laughing. So I went out and I was like, oh my God, that's a wanted sign to find me a husband.
I think that just speaks to who you are as a teacher and how much
you
touched your kids. I mean, really, this is just so wonderful.
I mean, did it work? Did you get any dates? Did a janitor stroll by with his mop and be like, well?
No. I have to make more wanted signs.
We have a whole new batch of kids coming in. Let's see what they do.
Well, let's get that on your list. Let's get that on your list, and we will clear it. Well, Tiffany, hon, I wish you all the best in this year. And man, no man, it don't matter. Thanks for what you're doing for these young people.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. You guys are awesome.
All right. Have a great first year.
Thank you.
First year, first grade.
All right, guys, if you want to go clear a list, because that's what we need from you right now, go
or
to
Mix. Or if you're a single dad for Tiffany.
Go to mix1041.com. Right on the front page, you just click on clear the list. It's all separated by town. So if you want to support one where you live or where your kids go to school, this is your time to shine, people, and we know that you can do it. So thanks for all that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041, Carson on vacation in a delightful Caribbean place right now. So Dan is here, Kaylee is here, intern Mac, it's his last day, he's here. And I wanted to tell you guys a funny story. So I was on vacation last week. I went to Jamaica. I stayed at one of those, you know, all-inclusive-y type places. I went to Sandals, shout out.
Love it.
South Coast is where I went, and it was lovely. And one of the things that just happens to be on this particular resort were cats. There were cats everywhere.
I love
just stray cats running
That's
around
my dream.
Yes, but not like straggly cats that are, you know,
like
fighting to survive. These are cats that are soft and not too skinny and are eating off room service plates that are left outside your door every
I want to be a cat. And
so
on the beach in Jamaica is not a bad place to be a stray cat.
Listen, I think all of them must have been very good people in a former life because they got to come back there. But they would end up following me home, like after I went to a dinner, you know, or got something to eat or coming back from the beach. If you had food, they would find you.
Yeah.
Don't have a chicken wing, because, wow. Because then they would just come and take
it. It's a fan favorite.
When you say follow you home, were they letting the cats, like, in the hotel?
So, well, it's sort of like everything's sort it's of all the like resort laid out.
Open concept, right?
Kind of. And I was in my own, like, hut of a...
Oh,
a thing. Okay. I wasn't like in a...
So
like
you weren't passing through a lobby to get
no.
to...
No.
Not like a hotel, but like a... Yeah. Okay.
So I made friends with one. I called at first Cleo because he had eyes that were like Egyptian sort of hieroglyphic-y, but then I realized it was a boy, but Cleo stuck. Anyway, so he would follow me back to the room. And one day, one of the people who worked at Sandals was like, are you going to take that one, you know, to your room with you? And I'm like, are we allowed to do that? And they're like, sure.
Oh.
So I did. And I cuddled with a cat for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
And then I woke up on Sunday morning. I had to get up early, you know, get yourself ready, get to the bus, get to the airport. And I could smell something.
No.
And I couldn't see the cat. So the cat comes out from underneath the bed and I let the cat out. And I'm trying to find where's the smell coming from.
Oh, my God.
So I go to pack my suitcase. And that cat had peed all over my clothes.
No.
And I think not once, but probably twice.
Oh.
No.
And it's on the day you're leaving, so you can't even get it washed before you had to... Oh.
No. And it was like the clothes I was going to wear. It was all my clothes.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was about to get on an airplane dressed as a Sandals employee because I was going to have to go to their gift store and buy
with a
sweats.
Name tag that says Kennedy.
Oh, you don't want your the carry-on smell like cat pee in the car.
I didn't carry on. I checked because I was gone for a week and I wasn't going to deal with all that drama. So for that, I'm grateful. But I was
what
worried.
Was that smell like in the room in the 90-degree heat of the Caribbean in August?
Well, you know, I had air conditioning, but it was terrible. It was terrible, and it was on everything.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, like. And then I'm started getting in my head, like, are the security dogs going to think something? Or are they going to think I'm stealing a cat or trying to take one out of the country?
If you got pulled out of TSA because your luggage was
like, Kate, could you? Because if anyone, it's going to happen to, it would happen to me.
So what did you do?
There was nothing I could do. I mean, I took, you know,
you
like the laundry.
You packed up your pee luggage?
Yeah, like, you know, I took the, like, laundry bag that they, and I wrapped all the clothes that were smelly. I took some, like, perfumey, smelly stuff and put it on some Kleenexes and just put it all around in my suitcase to try and mask the smell. And then as soon as I got home, I threw everything in the washing machine and it didn't even touch it. I had to wash it three times.
No.
Wow.
As somebody
those cats are
had a
eating
cat,
good.
I know what that smells like. And my cat has peed on my bed before and the smell... You have
this
to
is,
wash it.
Yeah. This is cats eating nothing but high fat, lovely resort
they're,
food.
Yeah, they're not eating Meow Mix.
There's
nothing.
No Meow Mix around.
It's nothing but hotel chicken wings.
I got to tell you guys, it was not the ending of my vacation that I wanted, but.
It's a lesson,
Kennedy.
Did
the actual suitcase smell too, or just the clothes?
Yes, it's been airing out
for the past few days. Just trying to get it to, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I would throw it out if I could, but it was a really expensive suitcase and I don't want to.
How did you not burst into tears? I would have immediately.
Oh, I did.
I would have immediately.
But what can you do?
Yeah. It's just a lesson learned. Don't let strange men or cats into your hotel.
So, yeah. Cleo knew what he did was wrong. That's why he was like, hey, wake up so I can get out of here.
I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, aren't I? I can't even have a cat.
Well, you're not going to be a cat lady, that's for sure.
I can't even get respect from a cat. Get me out of here, Dan. Get me out of here.
What is that?
I found a montage of cats just meowing.
Why did we do that?
I don't know, but it's you. It's you.
That was totally
good. Hold on, hold on.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, she hits every octave.
Meow. This one goes out to Cleo somewhere in Jamaica.
I hope you're enjoying a chicken wing underneath someone's bed right now.
Peeing on someone else's luggage from
Idaho. Go live your best life, Cleo. I hope when I come back, it's at Sandals South Coast and I get to eat chicken wings all day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everyone say hello to Mike from Lynn.
Good morning, Mike.
Mike.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Doing good. How are you? How are things in Lynn?
Yes. Not a lot going on in Lynn.
Lynn, the city is in.
You said it.
Mike, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Get out of here.
You heard him. Beat feet.
Five
pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy today. We are going to give you $100. Her record on the big board, 6,247 wins, only 456 losses. She ain't bad.
Wow.
She's now in that soundproof booth, Mike. Let's do this. 58 years ago today in 1967, the Beatles' All You Need Is Love hit number one on the pop charts. On that very same day, Ringo Starr and his wife Maureen had a baby boy. Who is the only other living member left of the Beatles besides Ringo?
John Lennon?
Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everybody comes back. Who does Orlando Bloom play in that franchise?
Captain Jack?
Question number three. This singer turns 33 today. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name them.
Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Being so bad got me feeling so good. Showing your wife like I know that I would.
Demi Lovato?
Now we found Mike's wheelhouse. He pretended to hesitate. He knew the whole time. Question number four. A list of videos that put YouTube on the map includes Chocolate Rain, Charlie Bit My Finger, and Leroy Jenkins. Those are one of my favorites. What is YouTube's logo?
Seen it 1,000 times.
I know. We go on that site every day.
What is it like? Is it a play button?
Can you be a little more specific?
I know it's got a red background. White play button.
There we go. Nailed it. All right. Question number five. Kane Brown posted a before and after photo where he showed off a pretty dramatic body transformation. Which famous DJ on Kane's hit songs Miles on It and One Thing Right? Which DJ features on those two songs?
Oh, I don't know. DJ Khaled?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did, Mike?
I think I got two right.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
As she puts a sweater on.
I'm just hot, cold. What can I do?
Mike from Lynn thinks he got two correct.
Okay.
And he's very self-aware. He did get two correct.
Oh, he's well done.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Okay.
Question number one. 58 years ago today in 1967, the Beatles' All You Need Is Love hit number one on the pop charts. And on that same exact day, Ringo Starr and his wife had a baby. Little baby boy named Jason. Who is the only other living member left of the Beatles besides Ringo?
Paul McCartney.
That is correct. Not John Lennon. Some stuff happened to him in the 80s.
Legends never die. So.
1-0.
I thought he came back.
Probably in some form. Maybe in a cat form.
Question number 2. Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everyone comes back. Who does Bloom play in that franchise?
Will Legolas. Will
Legolas of the Sea.
Will Legolas of the Sea.
You're close. I love that name. Will Turner. 1-0. Question number 3. This singer turns 33 today. Take a listen and name her. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Being so bad got me feeling so good. Showing your worth like I knew that I would. That's Demi Lovato. That is Demi Lovato. 2-1.
That song is a banger.
Right? Video.
Question number 4. A list of videos that put YouTube on the map includes Chocolate Rain, Charlie Bit My Finger, and Leroy Jenkins. I don't know if you've seen that one, Kevin.
Yes.
What is YouTube's logo?
It's like a play button.
A little more specific. Same thing I asked Mike.
It's red square with a white play button.
That is correct. 3-2 going into question number 5. Kane Brown posted a before and after photo where he showed off a pretty dramatic body transformation. Which famous DJ features on Kane's hit songs Miles on It and One Thing Right?
Marshmallow?
That is correct. 4-2. Kennedy gets the dub. Mike, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100, but we do have a parting gift for you, like all good game shows should.
You have got a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 on November 22nd at TD Garden, plus a merch pack and their new album, Love Is Like, on vinyl. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Okay?
Wow, that's awesome. I appreciate that.
We think so, too. Congratulations.
I was going to share the $100 with you, too, Kennedy, but since I lost, I can't do that.
Oh, you're sweet. I appreciate it. It's the thought that counts.
Mike, is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm Mike from Lynn, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation, producer Dan holding it down. Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is here, and of course, intern Mac. But today is a sad day on the program because it is intern Mac's last day. This is his second internship with us.
We don't get a lot of repeat offenders.
We really don't. You do it again next summer, you'll get a jacket.
Oh, there you go.
Tell everybody where you go to college.
I go to Occidental College in L.A.
In L.A. And what are you majoring in?
Philosophy.
So, and radio internship really goes right along hand in hand.
They're going to love it at the philosophy mill. I've been saying it all summer. That one always lands.
Before we release you back into the wild, we wanted to make it very awkward for you. We don't want you walking out of here feeling great.
No, you cannot allow me to get a big head. Terrible things happen.
Plus, we want to know, you know, what you really think about us, because we are incredibly ego-driven humans.
Yeah.
So we have some questions, sort of a would you rather, if you will. Yes? Mm-hmm. So yes. We'll ask you a question, and then you just say, will it be Carson, Kennedy, or producer Dan, and since Carson's not here, you could really let him have it.
I was
going to
say, do I give an explanation, or do I
just
say it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We want to know your thought process behind these.
So should I go first, Dan?
I think you should go first.
All right. Intern Mac, which one of us would you call to help hide a body at 3 in the morning?
You, and it's because I think of the three of you, Dan and Carson, you're the most likely to have buried a body before. Like, by far.
Oh, allegedly. Allegedly.
Only allegedly. I mean, no one can say for sure. I'm not saying, like, you know, I have like a legal team on this case, but just like if I had to intuit, like, which of you three was most likely to have buried a body at some point, I'd be like, yeah, Kennedy probably had something happen.
Okay, first of all, using the word intuit, 10 stars, but that's iconic. And I accept.
Honestly, same.
Mac, who would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with no hope of rescue?
Honestly, probably Carson, because two reasons. Number one, I feel like we have probably like the most common topics to talk about, sports, video games, stuff like that. And then it's like, it's also, I just think he would like do something really stupid and I could laugh at him at some point. Like he would fall into the water trying to catch food or something. I don't know. He'd do something funny and make me laugh and forget that I was on a deserted island with no hope.
I love it.
All right.
All right. Who were you most intimidated by on the first day of your internship? Wrong answers only, I guess.
You guys asked me this last year. It's Dan. It was always Dan. I was terrified when I
really?
Saw Dan. Yeah.
It's always me.
He's still a little terrified. Dan. I mean, I see it in his eyes.
Looks too much like Matt Patricia, and I don't like Matt Patricia. He was a bad coach. And also,
ouch!
Dan's the only one really putting me to work here, to be honest. The rest of you guys are nice to me. Dan's like, all right, write 500 questions. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I throw some things in there every once in a while.
Know. I'm the one that makes Mac do his job. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't like doing my job, Dan.
I'm the one that says, maybe bring in your own headphones.
That's true.
Anyway. Is it me?
Yes, you.
Whose dirty laundry would you rather have to do for a month?
This one's brutal. Probably you, Kennedy. Hopefully girls are generally... I've heard that girls are generally more clean. I don't know.
Oh, I think that's a terrible hot take.
Yeah,
girls
are gross. I actually agree, and it's because all the times I've like been in like girls' rooms, it's always like a pigsty. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but I'm still holding out hope that you would be cleaner than at least Dan and Carson, hopefully.
I wouldn't let you do it, though. I'm very particular about my laundry. I would pick Dan, because he's got like four shirts and three pairs of shorts.
That's not too bad. Low quantity, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mac, of the three of us, who would you rather switch lives with for a week?
I feel like Kennedy gets to do the most like cool stuff. Like she's always like at these like cool events and whatnot, like making appearances. So I'd probably want to switch lives with her.
It looks real shiny on Instagram, my guy.
Sure,
I don't
does,
know if
yeah.
you want to live the real
that's
life.
That's all I
that
care
is
about
me.
Is the superfluous stuff.
Oh, I can't. All right, if you had to have one of us outside with an earpiece telling you what to say on a first date, which of us would you want to be your Cyrano?
100% Kennedy. I would I would rather have like my dad in my ear than Carson. Dan maybe is decent, but no, 100% Kennedy, I'd say.
You realize I have not had a successful relationship
well,
in my life.
I mean, neither have I, really, so that makes two of us. So
but
okay.
I am twice your age, son.
Well, out of the two of us, someone's got to figure it out, so we'll get it done.
You guys need it together, yeah.
I'd have went with me there, I'm not going to lie.
No.
All right, back at the next one. Who would you rather be forced to share a hotel room with? And plot twist, there's only one bed.
Am I allowed to sleep on the floor?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I guess Carson, although I don't know. He strikes me as a guy who snores a lot, so I might be annoyed, but maybe that's just
I feel bad Carson isn't here to hear this bromance
I know.
Stuff happening.
Oh, it's not like that.
Carson's ego would be through the roof right now that he's getting big so
that's
much.
True.
It's all right. Who would you rather Who would you rather accidentally text I love you to?
Dan, because I feel like he just wouldn't respond. He wouldn't even see the text either. It would be undelivered until the end of time. I would have shouted it into the void.
So you know what's worse, Mac? He has his read receipts on, so you would see he read it and he just won't answer.
Ooh.
I do that a lot.
You keep your read receipts on? Are you
a
complete psychopath?
That is diabolical.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, did I just reveal my biggest secret?
That is diabolical.
I know when you read my stuff.
I don't care. That's the thing.
I know.
I don't care if any of you see me read it.
I know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, celebrating intern Mac's last day with us. This is his second summer spending with us. If you want to be an intern, we're always looking for him, so let us know. Have you enjoyed yourself here?
I have.
Yeah?
I've had a very good time. Yeah, it's been a great 2 years. You know, really cannot complain. Got to learn a lot about the business. Got to, you know, meet great people, do some cool events.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy with everything that's gone on during my two summers here.
What was your least favorite part of it?
Anytime you asked me to actually do my job, I'd say it was kind of annoying.
That's
spoken
tough,
like
huh?
a radio professional.
Yes.
Wow. So we've been putting intern Mac into awkward situation, kind of asking, who would you rather? Asking awkward questions, and then he has to choose, would he rather with Carson, with Kennedy, or with producer Dan?
We're learning a lot about how Mac feels about us individually.
Yes,
and
we are.
So quick at answering them. I love it.
You want to go first, Dan?
He has no fear. Sure. Let's start off, let's do this one. Who would you rather have sit next to you on a 12-hour airplane ride and you can't have headphones?
I feel like Dan is definitely like the least likely to like do anything particularly loud. I feel like you just kind of chill out there like sleeping or listen to music or something. So I'd probably say you.
All right.
I can tell you right now I wouldn't say a word. Who would you rather have perform your eulogy?
Carson, because it would be really funny, because what I would be happening is, you know, I'd be being lowered into the ground and, you know, they'd be talking about, you know, here, Mac, he was a good, loving son. And, you know, this reminds me of a story when I was back in Memphis and we had this one kid and he'd just start going. And 20 minutes later, it would just be a Carson story. My body would be long forgotten. You'd have people in the being like, well, why do we come here again? What was his name? Matthew? Who cares? This story is great. I love this guy. He's entertaining.
Carson would make your eulogy about him.
I think this is absolutely true. Oh. Every time I've spoken to him, he manages to connect it about to a story about his life, which is not a bad thing. It's just very funny.
Mac, you understand the show.
I'm trying to connect to you, Mac.
I can't breathe.
That was the most true thing you've said yet.
Mac, who would you rather get a lecture from about your life choices?
Probably you, Kennedy, because it would probably be the most accurate. Like, I would, you'd say something, I'd be like, ooh, yeah, very true. Usually when I'm getting lectures, I'm like, get out of here, you know, you
yes,
elderly
I,
people.
I get, well, elderly.
With you, well, kidding,
what'd
of course.
What'd you just call me?
Mulligan, dump button.
Mac, I'm gonna segue quick for you.
Thank you.
Of the three of us, which one would you trust to look through your browser history?
I know there's some weird absolutely nobody can look through my browser history in any capacity.
Oh, I know you. There's some weird stuff in there.
Really?
No, I'm a very normal guy. I just don't like anyone looking through my computer.
But you had to pick one of us. Who would you trust?
You have to pick.
Absolutely have to pick. Oh, God. Probably you, because you'll just forget about it eventually. Damn.
I'm a steel trap. I don't talk.
That's true.
All right, intern Mac. And this is my question I'm asking. Don't come for me, but who would you rather accidentally walk in on while they're changing?
It's great. Carson, just because I don't know. Hopefully, I would look away as quickly as possible if I saw Carson changing.
You're adorable. I know that's not really what you mean, but you're adorable.
All right.
Because who wouldn't want to see all this ass?
Were you scared to pick Kennedy?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% I was scared to pick Kennedy.
Bro, I'm part of it, and I would have picked Kennedy.
All right.
He's like, don't get me canceled.
Yeah, listen, I have a nice long career ahead of me. Ideally, I don't need someone pulling up the segment being like, now, we were going to hire you, but unfortunately...
If someone did that, you don't want to work for them, because this is fun.
It's true. It is fun.
All right, Mac, I have another one for you. If you were going to go off and start your own radio show, which of the three of us would you pick to be your co-host?
I think that Kennedy and I would have, like, the most, like, different dynamic. Like, me and you, Dan, or me and Carson would kind of be like oil and oil, and I feel like for, like, a good radio show to work, it kind of needs to be, like, two different people. You can have someone being more wholesome, someone being more sardonic or something like that. So probably Kennedy, just because it would do good ratings.
Sardonic.
Kennedy is the right choice. We've been riding her coattails for years.
Yeah.
And my back hurts.
Yeah, right?
Well, Mac, honey, we wish you the best of everything, and you've really helped us out a lot. And do you have another question?
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
Then we'll make it quick. Mac, out of the three of us, who would you want to be the voice in your head as your inner monologue?
Kennedy, because I feel like she'd get, like, really angry at certain times, and it'd be really funny to hear. Yeah.
Angry?
I feel like a fiery Kennedy moment would, like, really get me, like, get me into action.
That's an interesting pull, because half the time Kennedy doesn't want to be the voice of
Kennedy. No, there's so many more
some,
in there, you see. Mine can't get through it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is the problem.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Mac from Newton.
Hi, Mac.
Hello.
Mac, what are you up to today?
Well, I'm going to finish up at my job here, and then I'm going to go to my second job, and I'm going on a date.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right. Bombshell. Bombshell.
Okay, Romeo. Can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, be gone.
Good luck, buddy.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Mac. I don't know if you know how the game works. You get more right than Kennedy. We're not going to give you any money because you work
makes
here.
Sense. Okay.
But Kennedy's record on the big board, 6,248 wins, 456 losses. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Post Malone is the new face of Skims Men. He just appeared in an underwear campaign for them. What is Post Malone's real first name?
I do not know that, actually.
I'm going to take a stab.
Carter. Oh.
Question number two. Alex Newell is 33 today. Alex won a competition TV series back in 2011 that landed them on a show centered around singing and dancing at McKinley High School. Can you name the TV show that they got on?
No, not a clue.
All right. Question number three. It's going great. Amy Adams is 51 today. Amy starred alongside Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, and Christian Bale in this movie that won her a Best Actress Award at the Golden Globes in 2014. What is that movie?
Also do not know. Wow, this is really bad. Oh. I thought I was going to get something today.
Morgan Wallen has a doppelganger who's a cop in Nashville, which is ironic given Morgan's previous run-ins with the Nashville police. What did Morgan Wallen famously do in Nashville to get him arrested in 2024?
DUI?
And question number five. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer is the most played song on classic rock stations this year so far, and it's followed by Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle at number two, and Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine at number three. What year was Guns N' Roses formed?
1977? No clue.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I love you.
Unbelievable. The humiliation tour continues.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi. What happened?
Mac, our beloved intern, on his last day,
got
0 out of 5.
You're lying. Are they really hard?
You'll find out in a second, won't you? Let's see how many you get.
I got a Mac. It's paradoxical.
Well, that's why we call it a Mac.
I'm never coming back.
0 for 10, yeah. Bud. 0 for 10. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Post Malone is the new face of Skims Men. He just appeared in an underwear campaign for them. What is Post Malone's real first name?
Austin.
1-0. Alex Newell is 33 today. Alex won a competition TV series back in 2011, which landed him on a TV show centered around singing and dancing at McKinley High School. Can you name that TV show?
Glee?
2-0. Question number 3. Amy Adams is 51 years old today. Amy starred alongside Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, and Christian Bale in this movie that won her Best Actress Award at the Golden Globes in 2014. What is that movie?
American Hustle?
3-0. She's running up the score. Question number 4. Morgan Wallen has a doppelganger who's a cop in Nashville, which is ironic given Morgan's previous run-ins with the Nashville police. What did Morgan famously do in Nashville to get him arrested in 2024?
Threw a chair off a rooftop bar onto a cop.
Yeah, 6 stories up. 4-0. Question number 5. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer is the most played song on classic rock stations this year. It's followed by Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle and Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine in third. What year was Guns N' Roses formed?
Welcome to the Jungle.
84.
You were so close. 85.
Mm.
All right, only 8 years off. That's not that bad.
You said 1970-something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close enough. What? I don't know.
It was in the 1900s. Who knows about those olden times?
The early aughts.
How would you expect me to know Post Malone's first name? These are some hard questions.
Because you work at this radio station.
I figured his first name was Mail. I don't know.
You were doing so good.
You really were. All right, back to work.
Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win. 4-0. Mac got another Mac. 0-10 in his Campy Kennedy career.
That is just wild.
It's sorted.
I am
really
floored.
Bad.
Mac, what would you like to say to Kennedy before we get out of here for the final time?
My name is Mackenzie Darian Rimner. I hail from Newton, and I am incapable of defeating Kennedy or even getting one question right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.